When a wedding officiant practice connects to a local church, three words become very important: oversight, blessing, and witness. Oversight means there is some form of wise ministry accountability. Blessing means the church recognizes, encourages, and prayerfully supports the officiant's work. Witness means the wedding ministry reflects the church's public testimony about Christian marriage. Let's begin with oversight. Oversight does not need to be complicated. It may include a pastor, elder, church board, ministry team, or mature mentor who understands the officiant's role. The goal is not to create unnecessary control. The goal is to protect the bride and groom, protect the officiant, and protect the church's witness. A wedding officiant practice touches real lives. Couples bring hopes, family pressures, moral questions, prior wounds, and sometimes serious complications. When the officiant has wise oversight, there is someone to consult when a situation becomes unclear. For example, what should an officiant do when the bride and groom are in serious conflict before the wedding? What if a remarriage couple has unresolved family pain? What if one person is being pressured? What if the couple wants Christian words in the ceremony but rejects any serious conversation about covenant? A faithful officiant should not panic or pretend to know everything. Oversight provides a place for prayerful discernment. Next, consider blessing. A church's blessing can be powerful. It says to the officiant, "We see this ministry. We believe it can serve the Lord. We are willing to pray for you and encourage faithful practice." This blessing may be informal or formal, depending on the church. Some churches may publicly pray over the officiant. Others may include the ministry in their care or outreach structure. Some may simply agree to be a trusted spiritual support. The officiant should receive this blessing with humility, not entitlement. A CLA-ordained wedding officiant should not approach a church saying, "You must recognize my ministry." A better posture is, "I am ordained through Christian Leaders Alliance and want to serve couples faithfully. I would value prayer, wisdom, and possible connection with this local church." That kind of humility builds trust. Now think about witness. Every wedding says something about marriage. A Christian wedding should bear witness to God's design, one man and one woman entering covenant before God, joined in faithful love, called to become one flesh as embodied souls. This does not mean the officiant becomes harsh or combative. It means the officiant speaks with biblical clarity and gentle courage. A church-connected practice should not confuse the community. If the church holds a biblical view of marriage, the wedding ministry should reflect that same witness. If the officiant's public communication is vague, commercialized, or disconnected from the church's convictions, confusion will grow. This is why clarity matters. The officiant should be able to explain. "I serve as a Christian wedding officiant. I help the bride and groom prepare for a wedding ceremony that honors God, respects civil responsibilities, and points toward covenant marriage." That is simple, public, and clear. A common mistake is wanting the church's blessing without accepting any accountability. Another mistake is expecting oversight but never giving leaders a clear model to review. Oversight works best when the officiant can describe the ministry purpose, scope, process, boundaries, referral plan, and civil verification habit. When oversight, blessing, and witness come together, a local church can strengthen wedding ministry beautifully. The officiant serves with courage. The church prays with confidence. The bride and groom receive more than a ceremony, and the community sees that Christian marriage is a holy calling, not merely a romantic event.